This is Twit.
Could you explain what your project is to somebody who only knew that he was doing Floss Weekly 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, sure. So it is, in simple terms, a web-based IRC client, and with a what we call a bouncer in IRC terminology. And what that means is that it's running on a server. Your connection to IRC is running on a server, so that when you connect from a different machine, you are using the same connection, so you can see all of the rooms and the chats that you had opened before and continue those conversations without disconnecting from the IRC server.
Right, so that means that I can treat IRC like a chat room that's got history rather than like a radio station that I tune into and I miss everything that's gone before.
Correct. Yeah, So just like Al said, it's something that runs on a server you own, and therefore if you log in the morning, you still have access to your session from the day before, and you still have your conversations that happen when you were away. So it's very similar to how Slack works, or you mentioned IRC Cloud. It's very similar to that, but all open source, all free software, and maintained by your community instead of a company.
Right. And so if you restart the client, does it have the sessions that you were running before you restarted it? So is it actually logging, or is it simply an IRC client that is running on a server, and if I restart it, it forgets everything like my normal IRC client does?
No, it will remember. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it will still need to reconnect to the IRC servers, but it will remember what rooms you had open. And I think this isn't in the newest released version, but it will be in the next version. It will load back your previous logs from the channels so you can see them as well.
But right. The slight distinction is that that's when you restart the server, which is usually remote. But if you restart your client, on the browser, the tab in your browser, or the local client, if you have it pinned to your home screen, you will not need to restart everything. Everything is still there. It's a browser tab, so everything is there without having to restart everything.
Right. So I've not actually heard of your project before. I was actually in a conversation with some collaborators yesterday. We were talking about which system we should use for chat for our project. And one of them suggested I use IRC Cloud. I'm already using Riot and Matrix. I'm aware of at least a couple of other IRC server-based projects. Could you give us the strengths and weaknesses, why your project is the one that we ought to be using at OSI, which is where I was having the conversation?
I'll start off with that. So if we compare to the example you gave of IRC Cloud, IRC Cloud is a great project and has done a lot for IRC. But the two key things about it are that it's hosted by the company. So if you're messaging on it, all your logs I don't know for certain what their logging strategy is, but their logs are stored by them so you can see them again. So some people might not want to turn that over to a third party. And obviously if they ever shut down, then you won't have your client anymore. The advantage of the lounge is that because it's self-hosted, that means you have control over your data, you have control over how it's run, you control over whether it's run. And obviously the other thing being it's open source, especially for something like the OSI. Open source is obviously quite important. You can contribute if you want, but if not, then even just the idea of the OSI using a project that isn't open source, I'm sure would not make some people happy in the OSI.
Yeah, we try very hard to only use open source tools, but you have to be pragmatic.
Of course.
Sometimes it's far more important for our mission critical tools for us to have a reliable availability, and that takes priority over an open source tool. But open source tool is our second priority for all of these things. So is there a hosted version we could use, or if we decide to go for this, have we got to host it ourselves?
There is no hosted version yet. It's not in the plans because all of us work on the lounge on our free time and therefore for free. So we don't have plans for that. But if we get sufficient support, that's not something we could exclude. That way, if you're looking for reliability, the best way is to host it yourself. That way you don't have to rely on a third party company or organization to handle that. And that's, I think that's the key strength that you could use, is that you can host it yourself, have your own monitoring, have your own backups, everything is on your end, and if something breaks, you're not depending on another third party company or whatever to get it back online.